From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Thursday, July 30th, 2026. Many third grade students in the Pulaski County School District, Special School District, who failed to read at grade level will still graduate to fourth grade despite a new state law requiring they be held back. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette says while 220 third graders initially scored the lowest on the reading portion of the state Atlas test, 152 of them have received an exemption. Students may claim exemptions for reasons including having certain disabilities, experiencing a traumatic event, or being an English language learner who has consistently performed at grade level in the past. A district spokesperson said 35 total third graders will be held back next school year, though that number includes some students held back for reasons other than their Atlas scores. The Pulaski County Quorum Court voted not to pass a moratorium on the development of data centers at its regular meeting on Tuesday. The latest ordinance, sponsored by Justice of the Peace Diane Curry, would have imposed a one-year moratorium on future data centers, but exempted Avaya's proposed data center in Wrightsville. Former U.S. Senate candidate Natalie James asked the justices to keep researching the possible environmental impacts of the data centers.
So it's not just going to affect Little Rock, Pulaski County. It's going to affect Arkansas and the whole southern region, the whole mid-continental. I need you guys to understand who all it's going to impact. And you have the opportunity to stop it right here. Now, are you? Can you? Will you? Many of you have started researching, and we can tell. And we appreciate it. We want the rest of you to pick it up.
JP Rebecca Davis, who voted no on J.B. Curry's ordinance, indicated she will draft another moratorium with court parliamentarian Justin Bragg. The justices also unanimously approved the rezoning of a Ferndale property to accommodate the Fern Creek Academy Micro School. A Little Rock-based cannabis company has filed a motion to dismiss a lawsuit brought by a customer. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette says the lawsuit brought by Damon Frost Jr. alleges Good Day Farm established more than 60 dispensaries in Missouri, which limited competition and increased cost for customers. The grower filed documents on Monday arguing the suit should be dismissed with prejudice. It claims that while under the Missouri state constitution, the company may not own more than 10% of its cannabis dispensary licenses, it establishes no limit on the number of dispensaries it controls or manages. The documents also assert that since Good Day Farms operates as a single enterprise, it cannot conspire with itself to monopolize. The suit against GDF was filed in May in the 16th Circuit Court of Jackson County, Missouri. The man responsible for damaging a Little Rock pedestrian bridge earlier this month has turned himself into the police. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports 60-year-old John Janes was arrested Monday and pleaded not guilty to leaving the scene of an accident and for careless driving. Janes was driving a dump truck that scraped the bottom of the pedestrian bridge and dented support beams beyond repair. The city began tearing down the bridge on Tuesday. And Walmart has been dethroned from its top spot on the Fortune's Global 500 list. The Bentonville-based retailer reported $713 billion of revenue for the 25-26 fiscal year, but was surpassed by Amazon, which reported $716 billion of revenue. Walmart had held the position for the last 12 years. We have a high of 94 degrees today. We will be under a heat advisory this afternoon and well into the evening, and it will remain hot throughout the weekend, though some milder than the week we've had so far. High temperatures expected to be in the low 90s. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.